Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Why can't you put mayo and mustard in your potato? Because you can't. That's all. All right, stop. Truth Barbecue have a phenomenal mustard sauce. I would trust you on that one. Truth Barbecue can do it now, right?
Yeah,
truth
they're
is the truth, right?
Yeah, they're good. Houston's barbecue scene has stepped way up over the last 8 years or so. Way up. So
yeah, anyway. I gotta go there. Truth Barbecue is the truth.
I'm curious about Yannick Ngakoue. Just for a second, the Vikings just dealt him. They added him in the offseason. Now they've dealt him for a third and a fifth. I wonder if they wanted him out of the building, if there's an issue with that, or if they're just like, you know what, we're going to suck. Danielle Hunter, is out for the year. I wonder if they're just saying, you know what, let's move him and let's just take our lumps this year and we'll see what happens. I was just kind of curious why they moved that kind of pass rusher. I wonder if they thought he just wasn't going to be worth the money.
I have a feeling that he's not a great locker room guy.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're going to suck, and that's not a guy that you might want in there. Probably the Ravens can handle him, but the Ravens are getting themselves. Now let's talk about the deal itself. Production on the field versus what they gave up for him.
Yeah.
What would Bill O'Brien get? Bill O'Brien probably would have given up a first and a second for him, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
No, first and a third. First and
maybe
a third.
Maybe 2 seconds.
Yeah. Then they gave up a third and a fifth, right?
Yeah.
So,
look, I'm not joking.
No.
Brandon Cooks was a second. This guy's a pass rusher. He would either be a second and a third or 2 seconds.
For Bill O'Brien, and he got a third and fifth one. Yeah. So relatively speaking, then where does that? Because I've heard so many people talking about JJ and the possibility and what you would get for him. If Ngakoue is getting a third and a fifth, what does JJ get?
Ngakoue is on a 1 year deal basically, so JJ has another year. You know what? I think JJ would get something similar.
I think
JJ would get something similar.
So what is a third and a fifth worth? A mid third? I mean, because the Ravens are going to be late third. You're going to draft late third, right? A third and a fifth is maybe means it's like a mid third.
I would just say that if you could get a third for JJ Watt, I can't believe I'm saying this, but if you could get a third for him right now, I would 100% consider it because you've got to start building draft capital. You don't have any way around it. I'd hate to see JJ go, but at the same time,
I don't think a third is worth getting rid of JJ. You know what? You just keep him. A third is not worth getting rid of JJ. It's got to be a second. And I know it's going to be a late second, but I still think you got to at least get a second if you're going to give up JJ.
Oh, late second. I don't even blink. He's gone.
Yeah. Well, it's a late second because what – if you're not any good, why would you give up anything for a J.J. Watt? So it's going to be a team that's good.
No, right. No, it's going to be later in the draft because or it could be middle of the draft right now. It could be somewhere in there where someone thinks that they, you know, they might be in an off division. I'll give you an.
How about the Packers?
Yeah, the Packers. to me, would be a perfect spot for him.
Well, and you know, he goes back to Wisconsin. It's a wonderful, wonderful story.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of compared it yesterday. We were talking about the Ngakoue trade. I kind of compared it a little bit to Reggie White going there. Reggie White still had 6 years left, and Reggie White never missed any time. In his second year, I think he missed three games or something, and J.J. has missed a bunch of time. And J.J. doesn't have 6 years left in him. But Reggie White was a big acquisition for them that put him over the top and won him a Super Bowl. And J.J. Watt is playing really, really good football. J.J. Watt is worth a second rounder because he's playing really, really good football, and he can change the course of your defensive situation. He really can. He's playing great.
I would say that J.J. Watt has some rush left. He has some run play. J.J. Watt can still play. The question is, does he stay healthy? He's under contract this year. He's under contract next year at what I think is a reasonable amount relative to, I think it's 17 plus million. If he were to go to a place like Green Bay, I could see Green Bay doing a new kind of team friendly deal to make the cap more friendly next year, but maybe doing an extension, add another year on that. I could 100% see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see JJ being reinvigorated, being back for the team that he cheered for as a young guy. I wouldn't mind seeing that for JJ either. He's been a great Texan, 3-time defensive player of the year. Let's not forget now. 3-time defensive player of the year, those are all-time great. That's an all-time great statistic. So J.J. Watt has just been, you know, he's been phenomenal during his career. But if he had to go, if he has value, I would move him. And if he has an opportunity to go play in Green Bay, if they had, you know, if they wanted him, I think that would be a great addition for Green Bay. I think he would upgrade their defense, and I think it'd be a perfect spot for him. I don't know if Jack Easterby or whoever has any connections up there where they make the call, but that's a call I would make. But you do have to have someone. The problem is he was on the other end of these awful deals where he and Bill had no idea what the trade value was. I'm just going to tell you what you should do. Just go look up NFL trades and just go look through a bunch of NFL trades over the years. Go to transactions and just look through it and get a feel. It's not hard. You just go. I did this years ago. You go look at all the different trades, and you start to get a feel for the amount of money that's owed versus the player versus what time of their career they are in versus, you know, what the are they at a priority position. That's why wide receivers never should ever get early considerations. Like, you know, Brandon Cooks was a second, and he's got money left on his contract, and then DeAndre Hopkins, who I know he was getting new money, but that's – you know, that's just ridiculous. Kenny Stills a second. That's just stupid. So that's my problem, John, is you say he's got to have a second. I would say a second is something you should shoot for. Absolutely. Maybe a second and a fourth. And then, you know, mm-hmm. they give you a second, a fifth or whatever. That's fine. But that's what I'd shoot for. Yeah, you're right. That's what I would shoot for. But I don't know. Like is Jack Easterby or whoever going to let football guys figure that out?
Well, a couple of things, too. Is, first of all, he's what a great locker room guy. As opposed to Ngakoue, we don't know. I don't know. Rumors are swirling about Ngakoue. And hey, listen, he went after the owner's son. I mean, and the things that he said, that's just not J.J. Watt. That's not J.J.'s style. None of that is. Always been a great team guy. Would be a great locker room guy. Would be a Wisconsin guy going back home. He would have value, more value than Ngakoue would going to a different place, I think. And value in that locker room. And secondly, well, you can't do that to J.J. You'd be doing J.J. a favor. J.J.'s getting off a 1-5 team. J.J. made his name here, became a superstar here, 3 MVPs. Now let him have a chance to go win. Let him give him a – you know what? Nobody's going anywhere because we're going to keep this together. Wait, I want to go. Please let me go.
This
what
sounds
are you talking
like
about?
You're going to J.J.'s parole hearing and – like you want to speak for JJ for his parole hearing. Like, look, JJ has served his time. JJ's been a productive member of the community. He's done a lot of great things. He's raised millions of dollars. I think JJ has earned the right to get away from this defense and to go get a second chance in society. And I think the recidivism rate is not great for guys coming back to Houston. So I think that's a positive. And, yeah, we think JJ deserves a chance to go back into normal playoff society and have a chance to, you know, to win again. We just think it's right for what he's done. He's been a model citizen here. Let him out early.
Let him go.
Yeah.
If you love something, let it go. Let it be
free. If you love JJ, let him go, Cal.
Yeah.
Turn him loose.
No, honestly, that it would be the best thing for him. Let him go.
He would do
and
a
if
full
he
page.
Loves you back, he will return. He'll return for when you retire his jersey.
Oh, 100%. And he'll do a full-page ad in the Chronicle. J.J. Watt will do that. He will, you know, he'll be super classy on the way out. He'll be there for your Ring of Honor ceremony or whatever it is with the Texans. You can undo his – you can retire his jersey. You can have all kinds of cool stuff that you could make, you know, for future years. You could really have a great J.J. Watt comes home day after he retires – comes back to Houston, sell a bunch of tickets, give away JJ bobbleheads or towels or whatever it is. This is a win-win across the board, and you might get a second.
JJ deserves to let go early due to good behavior. It's not a prison sentence where he's out. He gets less time due to good behavior.
Can I ask you a question, John? When you have a sentence and they allow you to leave before your sentence is out, is that considered? Is that considered time served? Like, I mean, good behavior you get out early?
Yeah.
In prisons? Yeah. Okay. Does JJ have another year left on his sentence? I mean, contract?
Yes. Yes, okay. He does. But it's not like that. This is not a prison.
Did you just say let him go?
Are you calling these guys prisoners?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I think you just did.
No, I'm not.
I think you just did. Oh,
wow. No.
That seems aggressive. There goes your statue outside Gal Media.
JJ's a catch and release. People tearing down my Gal Media statue.
All right, 814 ESPN 97.5. Let's talk a little bit about John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf is unbelievable how good he is. John Clay Wolf will give you more for your vehicle. He will give you more for your vehicle because John Clay Wolf is the best at this. He is – it's not even arguable. John Clay Wolf is he's the Michael Jordan of buying cars. He is going to give – he gave me – it was so simple too. I mean, it literally takes about 5 minutes. Literally takes about 5 minutes for you to get this deal done with him. What's it, Del?
I'm the Dodgers of buying cars.
Oh, you got me? You got him? I thought you didn't have
him.
Oh. Hey, John Clay Wolf.
Hey, I'm blushing over here.
You are. You're the best. I'm telling you. What are you going to do tomorrow on your radio show?
You got to be the best at something. Might as well be the best at being a jerk. I am going to try not to get kicked off of Los Angeles. That's really my goal every Saturday morning when we start, is how can we not get kicked out of L.A. today? And I think as long as we hold that true North Star, maybe it'll last more than 3 months.
Let's see. So you're going to be a liberal, and you just want to pay a lot of taxes. You want to be a liberal, and you don't want to rock the boat at all. You're going to be
No.
And PC. Oh yeah, I got a big picture of you being PC for 3 months.
It's the GLTBZO or whatever that thing's called.
Right.
That's a hot zone, and the BLM is a hot zone. You know, the Mexican guys really will tell better racial jokes than any of them.
Mm.
But that's not. Those are the two do not exit zones that we cannot hit on the radio right now. Is the GLTBO and the BLM?
Well, see there goes your PC already, because I'm pretty sure those aren't the letters you're supposed to use. But
I'll tell you what I am going to do though, Renato, and if you're available, actually it'd be fun to do the show from there. But I'm going to go the week of the election. I'm going to spend the week out in Los Angeles. We've got a new office out in Orange County. And I thought it'd be fun to go to a sports bar on election night in L.A. and watch Trump win and watch them all cry and, you know, maybe get in some fights.
Hmm.
I didn't know if you'd be interested in that.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. I'll be something that night.
Can you imagine being a sports bar in L.A. and all these libs freaking out when they lose, and you're there to witness it firsthand and kind of like laugh a little bit and watch them cry and Maybe get a little physical.
Have you watched any of these debates? Are you sure that's going to happen? Are you sure? Are you sure?
I feel like the silent majority is definitely going to show up big like they did last time. Yeah. Now, I'm not sure of anything, but yeah, I think even Biden supporters, kind of like us Trump supporters, we know that Trump's a jerk and an idiot socially, but business wise, he's really good. But the Biden supporters know that Biden is losing his mind and you know he I don't know if he has autism or if he's got dementia or something, but he's, you know, see, really you're voting for Kamala Harris when you put Biden in office because that's who's going to finish that job.
Yeah.
That's a pretty heavy deal. I'm not trying to get too political. I'm talking about going out and fighting with some California sissies. That's all.
Well, with that, give me the VIN.com, and you can listen tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5. Give me the VIN.com.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Are you going to watch the Borat movie?
Of course I am.
Yeah. It's so Michael Scottish.
I know, just, but if you haven't... For those of you who never watched Ali G when it first came out on HBO, do yourself a favor. Go to your HBO Max or whatever and go watch all the Ali Gs. And then, because on Ali G, you have Borat was a character on Ali G show. And so was the one who – what's the other guy's name? His other character who was – wow, that's fantastic. I can't remember the other. They did that movie too, but – the Ali G stuff is just, yes, you do cringe. You do cringe. You do get nervous. He did tell a story about when he was Borat in, was this in the movie? I think this was, I can't remember if this was Ali G or in the movie. I think it was in the movie where he went to a rodeo and was singing the national anthem. And he said, you don't really get a sense of how he started screwing up the national anthem. And the people at the rodeo started to really turn on him. And he said it really got dangerous in there. Like, you didn't get a sense in the movie of how dangerous it was getting in there. But when he does his Borat stuff in the movie or even on the TV shows, because he's from, you know, quote unquote, from Kazakhstan and he doesn't know any better, people let him, you know, quote unquote, doesn't know any better. People let him do the crazy. Oh, no, you don't bring your feces to the table in our country. No, that's not. Yeah, we don't. I brought my poo. No. OK. No, in this country, you don't bring your poo to the table in this country. And everything is. Oh, but no, we don't do that. Do you like to I like to touch you right there? No, no, we don't touch each other on those areas. That's not what we do in this country. He just gets away with everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to watch for me sometimes. I don't like being cringeworthy stuff.
You mean like he was in a bar in Arizona? We were at 610 and I was showing you this stuff.
Yes.
Where he was in a bar and about the song in the well?
Yeah. Yes.
So, my country can be free.
So my country can be free. And everyone
jumps in.
Everyone's singing this song.
No one thinks to themselves, man, I don't want to really be singing this song. Everyone's all in on it.
Yeah.
He gets it. But Sacha Baron Cohen, who is Jewish, by the way, he's playing this character who's Kazakhstan. He's trying to basically clown the United States. And he's in there, throw the Jew down the well so my country can be free. So my country can be free. Like, he's getting this whole bar in Arizona to do a sing-along with him, and you can't believe what you're seeing. I mean, you just can't believe what you're seeing.
Yeah.
But so he's got another one coming out on Prime Video. By the way, when is it coming out?
It's out now.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
It's streaming now, so you can watch Rudy Giuliani with his hand down his pants.
Oh, no. Kind of like that other Jeffrey Toobin guy or whatever?
Well, yeah, but in this one, apparently Sacha Baron Cohen comes in and goes, she's too old for you. She's 15. So
yeah. He tried to make him, and he takes off running with his
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, but I guess, and then they had drinks and all kinds of stuff. But, I mean, obviously they're going to make it look like he was inappropriate. And it, you know what? It's getting all kinds of headlines. He was just on GMA answering the questions about Giuliani. And
Sacha Baron Cohen is one of the most unique comedian/actors. He was in a show called Spy, which was actually good.
It was excellent.
It's a good. You're right, John. That's a good movie. You should Spy. He played.
Yeah, I turned you on to that.
Yeah, it's a straight character. It's not. There's nothing comedic about it. Of course, he's got Ali G. He's got Borat. He did the show that you just talked about, the trial of the Chicago 7, which is, you know, a legitimate movie. So yeah, it's a movie. It's not a series. It's a movie on Netflix. So yeah, he is. Oh, my dog wants to come up here. He is he's a very unique, diverse guy. And you know who his wife is. I know Dell knows who his wife is.
Yeah, from Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, he's married to a redhead. And
yeah, the redhead from.
Redheads have a little extra, you know. Yeah. They're a little bit extra, so you gotta be ready for that.
Yeah, she was the sister or the friend in Wedding Crashers.
Yes, the sister.
Isla
John,
Fisher,
you ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Isla Fisher. John, you ever had a redhead girlfriend or even a date with a redhead?
Yeah, obviously.
Well, yeah. What do you mean, obviously?
What do you mean? Yeah, I mean, my ma didn't want me to do it, but I did it.
Why? What does that mean? She's an Irish girl?
Yeah. What kind of what are you doing with that? What are you doing with
that?
You
can't bring an Irish girl home?
No.
Well, but she's Irish Catholic. I mean,
why would you want a mixed marriage?
Oh.
Well, Ma was from the old country.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want that.
She wanted you with a nice Italian girl?
Get a nice Italian or Greek girl.
Yeah. Ma was Greek, though.
Yeah.
Do the Greek and Italian
have to be Mediterranean. Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so your mom. Yeah. Okay.
Did your mom make a joke about, you know, what do I got to do? The dinner's got to be all potatoes. Did she say something like that, too, at some point?
Yes. Yes. No. Oh, what is she? Is she going to be drunk the whole dinner?
Oh, no.
Ma, I just brought this lovely Lebanese girl home. No, Johnny. You can't bring a Lebanese girl home to your pa.
No, you can't. Apparently, people have never heard John Clay Wolf before.
Oh, well.
He was more aggressive than normal.
No, that was
that's just him.
Well, yeah.
That's not.
No,
if you've ever listened to his show, his Saturday morning show, that's not even aggressive.
Yeah, I know as far as what he does on his own show, but I don't think he's ever been that aggressive on this here. Politically,
that was a different level of aggressiveness on politics here. But the other thing is, I've listened to his show before, where he was brand new in, like, Mississippi, and he's playing the Duke Boys music the whole time. And he's like, y'all go to bed. Like, he just was clowning rednecks. I just thought, this is a recipe for – I watched the movie called Talk Radio where a guy was a talk show host in Dallas who ends up getting killed by some redneck at the end. I just get nervous for John Clay Wolf with that kind of crazy.
Yeah, that was a little bit more, you know, the whole
Eric Bogosian. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole
sissy, based on a true story, by the way.
Yeah, the whole sissy thing was a little bit more aggressive, yeah. But that's him, and he says stuff. You know what? And Mark says he's going to lose. He just lost him. I'm not for cancer causes, but that guy lost potential customers. That's him, dude.
Well, if you haven't heard him, you might have thought, well, I'm never going to sell my car to him, but that's who he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Until he gives you a deal like he gave John, and you're like, well, I'll hold my nose and do it.
It's like me with spicy chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, like, Dell doesn't care. He shows you who he is. Really, he shows you his real
I didn't really
colors.
Appreciate some of their statements, but it sounds too good.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Dell, if I'm being honest, though. I'm kind of a pragmatist. Like my wife said, don't you care that they – you know what I care about? I care about if I like your chicken sandwich.
Here's the deal. I mean, every single company you can find crap about.
There is stand.
Which is why this whole – I mean, Nike and Ford dealer and Chevy's and – I mean, every single dealership had some kind of history of terrible things that they've done. And yet, we're not going to play the Eyes of Texas this week. Okay. All right. But make sure you wear that Nike shirt with those sweatshops that are making them, okay?
Yeah, but because Nike makes a better product than the Eyes of Texas.
That's right.
Sorry.
That's right. So we're going to do that.
If the Eyes of Texas was a better song, maybe the kids would play
it. Right. If the Eyes of Texas was a good rap, then we'd play it, right?
I don't know if everybody in the band loves rap. I'm just saying, if the Eyes of Texas was a better song, maybe we would play it more. Maybe. Maybe. Mm.
I don't know. The kids. I don't get them. I don't get them.
Well, that's clear.
No. 828 ESPN 97.5. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. That I get. You know what I get? I get that I'm going to get the odds that I want. When you put in parlays at some places, they're going to limit how much you can get on your parlays. They don't limit it at MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. They just give you true parlay odds. So if you bet... And these are extreme examples, but if you know the game, you know what I'm talking about. If you bet dogs, moneyline dogs, you should get great odds. Well, there are a lot of places that will limit to how much. Like you could get 100-1 on a couple of real live dogs, big money moneyline dogs. Well, they'll limit it to like 15 or 20 times. Well, that's not what they do at MyBookie.ag. They're going to give you the true odds on those bets. That's really, really a big deal. So if you're looking to make that big, big play, well, this is the place to do it. And, oh, by the way, whatever you bet, they'll double it right now. Whatever you initially deposit, they will double it right now. That is your initial deposit. So if you've never played before, go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, put in your money, and start and play. And let's go. And when you win, they pay. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They got everything you could possibly want to bet on, including the election. You want to put a bet down? Bet John Clay Wolf. You can win. You get paid. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Here's a story, Lance, about Daryl Morey. How many trades in his 13 years do you think Daryl Morey made as general manager?
Let's see. In his 13 years, I would say I'd say 31.
Higher.
36.
Higher.
42?
Higher.
Oh, my. So, okay, I'm going to say there's four per year seems insane. 52?
Higher.
60?
Higher.
65?
Higher.
More than five trades per year? What? Oh, that includes drafts, too. That's got to include drafts, yeah. Wow. I got to stop there. That's not possible.
77.
77. I told you for 1 year, Daryl Morey was in our fantasy football league, our auction league. I don't think you were in back then, John. Were you?
No, I was not.
Okay, you weren't in. Daryl Morey, every Thursday, when it would happen Thursday and then again on Sunday, every time the waiver wire pickups would come out, all it said was Morey Eels. Not that was his team, the Morey Eels. And there would be like nine transactions. He tried to hoard a bunch of running backs on auction night where bought players, and he would get a bunch of running backs because his plan was to do something.
I hoarded,
you know,
quarterbacks.
Different. Yeah. But he immediately, after he hoarded all the running backs, was asking for trades, like trying to hold people up for trades because that was his strategy, which I thought was interesting. But he was like, his transaction line was insane. Every single week he was flipping his whole team. That's who he is. That's just who he is. That's who he's always going to be. That's pretty staggering, though, because even if you include trades on draft night for second rounders or this, that, and the other, that's still an insane amount of trades.
Yeah. I didn't even know this. He traded and or acquired the rights to Ukrainian guard Sergei Lishuk 5 times.
What?
Yeah. He traded cash for a draft pick that was eventually used on Australian forward Brad Newley, who never played in the NBA, then traded Newley's rights a full decade later. He made 3 different deals involving the draft pick that became Chandler Parsons, including 2 on the same day. And wow. He says that he had the funniest pick and funniest trade in NBA history, sending Patrick Ewing Jr. to the Knicks in exchange for the rights to Frederick Weiss.
Why is that the funniest trade?
I don't know either. I've read the story, and I don't know why it's
Friedrich, we call him Friedrich Weiss in the old country. Do you know what he is most famous for? Actually, Weiss is
Weiss? What?
French, right? Well, Dell knows. Dell, what was Friedrich Weiss known
player.
For?
He got dunked on or over by Vince Carter in the Olympics.
Yeah, he had something dragged across his forehead.
Well, that's aggressive on your part, but...
Is it inaccurate?
I don't know if that particular body part was on his forehead for that long that it was dragged across.
Seemed like it.
Because dragged implies that Vince hovered and went back and forth. I don't think he got dragged.
Well, he was over 7 feet tall. Vince
7'2", I think, maybe.
Yeah, he was like 7'2". Mm-hmm. Vince kind of jumped over him. He also pushed the guy's head down. Like, this was the most – it was, frankly, it's one of the 2 or 3 most disrespectful dunks in the history of all of basketball on any level. He, you know, it's up there with the Patrick Ewing dunk, but that took standing over. This is a over 7 foot guy who got dunked on, and then his entire crotch was dragged across his neck, the back of his head.
It wasn't that.
Yes, it was. You could, everyone's like, that
Lance,
reeks.
That's a little aggressive.
You know, it happened. Dragging. Just YouTube it. It was real.
I know you're not in studio, so you think you can just say whatever you like because you're in the comfort of a home with your dog and stuff.
It does seem that way, yeah.
Yeah, but bro, You're not on Eric Layton's podcast or your podcast with Eric Layton.
Oh. Right?
Yeah.
Well, so he jumped over him.
He jumped over him. You didn't have to go to he dragged stuff across his forehead.
His pants went across his, yeah. Mm. Well,
you can go on YouTube and just see what you think about what was dragged or what
yourself.
Wasn't. Yeah.
Decide for yourself. But Daryl did. Daryl's like a day trader. He's just, okay, I'm going to sell here so I can buy it when it's lower. It's almost like he had to have action. For him, trading was his action. Like he just needed to have some action.
Yeah. Just constantly tinkering. There are some. That they're talking about the VORP, the value of players and whatnot.
Yeah.
Got more. The Rockets got more out of trades than they lost under Daryl Morey.
Yes.
the best trade obviously was James Harden, right?
Yeah, 100%. I think that's one of the best trades in NBA history.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done. I mean, you've got Royce White fighting people in the Big Three league. You had Lamb, who I don't know that he ever became any kind of a player. And I can't even remember who the third player was that was added into the mix there as part of that was part of that deal, but I don't think it was. It wasn't Terrence Jones, but yeah, to add an MVP and a guy who could go down as one of the highest scorers in NBA history.
Yep.
Yeah. That's one of the best trades in league history.
The worst is trading Kyle Lowry to Toronto. So Lowry has given the Raptors 30.3 VORP. Another bad one was Chris Paul. Brought Chris Paul and his 7 VORP to Houston, but gave away 16.8 VORP. In 2008, the Rockets sent Nicholas
Batum.
Whoa.
See, do you agree with that, though? That's Pat Beverly. Montrezl Harrell. I mean, Beverly and Harrell are good player, but the Rockets were more than a couple of players. Like, they needed a certain type of player. I didn't think that ended up being a bad deal for the Rockets, except for the fact that you had to give a contract that was so outlandish.
You know, I'm torn because you gave up so much to give away Chris Paul, right? I mean, you got worked so bad in that deal with all the draft picks that you had to give away.
Yeah, you're right. That Chris Paul ended up trading.
But it's all said and done. I think that you lost that.
Yeah, you had him for 2 years. Yeah, you're right. Because when you look at everything, you're right. When you look at the draft capital, you had to give up just to move him. And then you had to take on Russell Westbrook, who forced you to alter your team. Like, that's what I was saying. I never saw Daryl get so far down a rabbit hole. He always was able to pivot. Let's change our team. Let's do this. Pivot. Let's keep this money alive. Pivot. This was the first time that I saw him run into a wall where he had run himself, to me, he had run himself into a wall. I mean, Russell Westbrook, you know, when you talk about one move for Chris Paul, you lost a good interior player in Montrezl Harrell, developing the interior player. You lost some toughness and, you know, obviously in – and Pat Beverly, but what you gained for that year was no doubt. We thought that he wouldn't work with James, and he did work with James. But then when year two came around and Chris Paul's injury started to resurface, and then you know, he didn't get along with James, to move him off that contract with the contract that the Rockets had to give him to extend him, what you had to give up to move him, man, that not only took away your draft capital, that ended up adding Russell Westbrook, who created a whole new issue for you, which was moving Clint Capella and going to a style of basketball that's going to be hard to undo. Like, Daryl, for the first time, got to a point where I just don't think he could pivot this offseason. All his moves were gone.
Wouldn't you rather right now, instead of Russell Westbrook, wouldn't you rather have Lou Williams, Pat Beverly, and Montrezl Harrell? Forget the other guys, Dexter,
yes.
Liggins, and Hilliard, and the first-round pick in 2018 that you had to give up too?
Yeah, I would rather have that, yes.
Yes, I would much rather have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you lost that deal. Now, you did have a chance to win it all until Chris Paul's hamstring.
They gave you one of your only real chances you had where the window was open for a championship. So that does have value. It's just that with James – you do have to, like, you do need to find moves that open up a window for 3 years. Not 1 year, but 3 year. And it turned out it was really, you know, that's not true, John, because you had a chance to get past an injured Golden State team, and you couldn't do it. A hobbled Golden State team, you couldn't even get past them.
No. And you were healthy.
Yeah.
You were healthy. You just couldn't stand each other at the time. That's the problem.
Yep.
But
chemistry matters, and I think a lot of analytics guys, they struggle with human emotional chemistry. Intelligence. I was told it's called emotional intelligence, where the ability to decipher how people will interact with each other, and it's not data driven, it's personality driven, it's people driven. You have to have a feel for it. And the problem with data-driven guys, a lot of times when they're hardcore and they're brilliant people, a lot of times they lack, I think, some of the emotional sensitivities. They are a different, you know, they're going to be more, left brain, which is the one that's more analytical in nature.
Yeah, no one knows that.
Yeah, I want to say it's left brain, but I don't think Daryl Morey ever, to him, every player had a value and there was a finite one or zero attached to you in his coding, and I don't think he really truly had an appreciation for how a collection of certain players. I'm not saying he didn't have any idea. Of course he did. But I think for a lot of analytics guys, they're like, that's the same thing as, bunting, schmunting. Who cares? Like, chemistry's overrated. My guess is they would believe that chemistry is somewhat overrated. That's my guess, is you would analytics people believe that chemistry is overrated, and they'd have data points that could show you it's overrated. But it's really not for certain teams, and you have something unique like James Harden, who's the boss of everybody. It really takes on additional meaning, and I think sometimes a guy like a Daryl Morey would have, and even a Jeff Leno would have a hard time. Now, ironically, Jeff Leno put together a team with phenomenal chemistry, but at the same time, this is the same guy that you saw in the interview was ready to throw certain people under the bus, and I think. And, they both have a little bit of a cold and calculating way about them where they know the answer already in their head, and they don't really love when people challenge what they already know to be true with things like emotion. And I think that you better factor in chemistry into sports. Some teams, it may not be as big a deal, but some teams, it's everything.
All right, 713-780-3776. I know what everything is to Craig DeSerf.
Everything is making sure that you get the very best deals. And with Craig DeSerf, his number one thing, and this is one of the reasons he went out to Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton, he finally had an opportunity to once again get with a dealership that really had the consumer first. And when he was here back in the day at David Taylor, that was what he built. He built those relationships, and that company was fantastic. Once they sold, he didn't have that same feel and that same vibe. Well, he found it out in Angleton. And he said, Lance, the thing I love here is I love the people. We don't have turnover out here because the people working for me are family. People who come in, we want them to buy their second and third and fourth crossover or SUV or, pickup truck from us. And most cases they do because they have a great car buying experience. They get the very best rates right up front. They don't get hassled or hustled or high pressured. And they give you top dollar for your trade-in value. Right now when you go to LanceZCars.com, you can see all the dealer incentives that they have available. There are some phenomenal cash purchase allowances going on right now. Ask for them, and you can do most of your shopping, if not all of it, online at LanceZCars.com, and they'll deliver the vehicle right to your doorstep in Houston if that's what you're looking for. LanceZCars.com. It's Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Thoughts and prayers, everyone. Just a moment of silence for DeSean Jackson's ankle. He was in a walking boot, and he posted a picture, and he said, pray for me, y'all. So DeSean Jackson needs our prayers, and he had missed the team's three. But apparently we didn't pray for his hamstring hard enough. He missed three games with that. Did you pray for his hamstring, Dell? No. So, I mean, if you want to be selfish and not pray for DeSean Jackson, okay. Then that's how you are.
Will DeSean Jackson pray for Lance with his shoulder herpes? Will there be some reciprocal actions?
My shoulder is at probably a good 50% now.
Is that your thoughts and prayers?
We're on the road to recovery.
Maybe DeSean Jackson did pray for his.
That's the question that needs to be asked.
His shoulder herpes.
I'm going to ask DeSean before I pray for him, who's he prayed for recently?
Did y'all see that DeSean Watson's – hold on a second. Did y'all see that DeSean Watson's girlfriend has put out a cookbook?
Who's DeSean Watson's girlfriend?
She's an Instagram influencer.
Well, of course, but who is
there
she?
Well, let me pull it up for you. There are pictures. Let's see here. Let me see. So her name is...
Jilly?
Yes, Jillian Moore. She's from Houston. And you can go to her. If you read the article, Aaron, let me see. Find her. She's got more followers than Deshaun does on Instagram.
What pictures is she putting out?
Well,
she does have a cookbook.
Let's say worst. Let's say it rhymes with worst snap.
Hmm. Why can't you just say thirst trap?
Okay. There you go.
What's so hard about that?
There you go.
That's not a dirty word.
No.
Who's a thirst trap?
No, she puts out, according to Lance, and Lance alone, she puts out thirst trap pictures.
We will lose John for the entire show if he gets on her Instagram.
Well, that's why we're not going to tell him how to spell her name, just so she can't, he can't find her.
I wasn't listening, so I didn't know who you're talking about. Who are you talking about?
Deshaun Watson's girlfriend, who now has a cookbook. And the cookbook is called The Boss Babe. Let me see. It's called...
I've seen his girlfriend before. As a matter of fact, I pictured...
This Boss Babe Can Cookbook.
Doesn't necessarily roll off the tongue, now, does it?
No. Got kind of a... Right now, she's looking kind of like she's like a younger Aisha Curry in the face a little bit.
I get that vibe. I see that.
Yeah, but Mike Baudu...
Relax over there. You're not... By the way, you're talking to a lot of people, not just your voice. Relax.
I've gone through pretty much every picture. And
you have.
This is and yesterday.
So I'm going to get lost, though. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to get lost in this.
I didn't do it during a show. But one of my kids, like Mason, came in. He goes, "Dad, you feeling all right? Can I get you anything?" And I had to like move my phone so he couldn't see me just scrolling through all the pictures. He didn't see that.
Yeah.
So are you going to buy this cookbook? Or you,
John? I think you'd be very interested in this cookbook.
You really?
Yes, I think this cookbook is right up your alley.
Well, I mean, is it just recipes, or is it like a calendar with recipes? Because why would John just be interested in a cookbook?
Well,
that man.
I think he would really enjoy this cookbook.
I don't think so.
Yes. There's a picture of him, of Deshaun and her, and he's got his hand strategically placed.
Well, wouldn't you have your hand?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So congratulations to Deshaun Watson's girlfriend, I guess, for a cookbook. It's a prize.
Look at the cookbook picture, Dell. The picture when she's holding the cookbook.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Tell people in the picture when she's holding it what she's wearing.
I don't know how to describe it other than, let's just say, it's in a very revealing, deep-cut dress in terms of.
Is it a dress or just a shirt that's
I know there's a, is that a brooch connecting it? I don't know. But it or I don't know. It's just a dress you wouldn't let's just say Rachel Ray is not wearing this dress when in her next cookbook photo shoot.
No. Maybe Giada could back in the day.
No, I'm not even talking about the look of the person. Oh. I'm just saying what Rachel Ray's brand is, she's not wearing this dress on the cover of a cookbook. It looks like she just got off the set of Real Housewives of Houston.
Oh, you're talking about the actual cookbook. I'm talking about the picture on her Instagram of her holding it.
She's holding it.
It's the same type of dress, by the way. Almost.
Well, it's not much of a dress. It's just a shirt.
Feels like a shirt that's just kind of draped over her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's
that's
her vibe.
No.
Yeah, it's an attractive woman.
Yeah, she's a very pretty girl.
Wearing something that she likes to wear. I don't know. I mean, I don't have a big opinion on it. I just know that it's not the general look of a woman selling a cookbook, because I don't remember Giada wearing it or Rachel Ray, but this is her lane. So,
well, this is an Instagram influencer selling a cookbook, so it's a little different vibe than somebody who's been to
You don't think she's developed recipes herself, Lance?
Keep scrolling down until you get to where she's in Cabo San Lucas.
Lance, are you trying to tell me that there are more pictures of her in, like, bikinis down there that I should have to look at? Or can I just assume that those exist?
I didn't say that.
You keep saying, scroll down. Lance, I know what an Instagram influencer will put on her Instagram. I'm aware.
I was telling you, when you get to Cabo San Lucas, that's where the show stops.
I don't. Or begins.
I'm there again.
Oh, there's Deshaun. Deshaun. Nice photo of them on a boat in a tropical place.
Yeah, he shows up in only a couple pictures, like two or three.
Well, yeah, the dudes who follow her don't want to see Deshaun.
Yeah, and she knows that. She's like, man, I don't need to lose influence. I don't need to lose followers because of you, Deshaun.
So I usually ask these questions of you, Lance. I'll ask it of John. Lance decided, just because I guess I don't know how he came across this, maybe he saw the news, that we should just scroll down in Instagram influencers Instagram, and you do you think he's surprised by the photos? Or I mean, because this is par for the course, right? This is just what it is.
I don't know if he's surprised. I think he's
in trance.
Enthralled.
Yeah, there we go.
Are you enthralled?
Yeah, and that's and now I got to worry about my quarterback.
Why?
Why?
Okay, do I have to go through this whole Brooke Shields and Andre Agassi and start running up and down the list?
You know Russell Wilson's
players
married to Ciara and it hasn't been a problem.
Yeah, but Russell Wilson is married and he's also
they were also girlfriend and boyfriend first and it wasn't a problem.
Well, yeah. they were celibate.
They were also celibate.
Is Deshaun celibate?
Boy, that's not even on the board.
You don't know.
On the Vegas board. Oh, I know.
How do you know? I just heard earlier in the week when I was on the show before I took my sabbatical to get away from you two that Deshaun and his faith, along with JJ's faith, were a reason Jack Easterby could stay. So maybe his faith includes being celibate.
That's a long
time. It could. You don't know. Deshaun could be celibate. You don't know.
Although hanging out with Mia Khalifa would make me think otherwise. But whatever. Who knows?
They were just shooting baskets, remember?
Yeah, that's what we saw, at least.
Right.
You're right. I didn't see anything else but them shooting the Nerf basket.
That's all. I mean, let's not assume sports. Let's not assume anything.
Well, she does talk sports. I think she had a podcast at some point.
She did. She does talk sports. She's a sports fan.
Why are you texting us stuff, Lance? We're on the show with you.
I didn't know if you guys made it down to the Cabo pictures.
Lance, we don't need it. It's okay.
I just sent that picture.
Look at this guy. No, you sure you just don't need to lock the door to keep the kids out because you got stuff to do in there?
I need to delete this picture off my probably iCloud immediately.
You might want to do that. What's the matter with him?
You need two hairdos to wear that dress. You kind of do to cover anything up. Mm. You kind of do.
So go pre-order Jilly's cookbook. I don't know how to. I don't want to mispronounce her last name. It's Anais.
Yeah.
You can go pre-order her cookbook if you want to support, I guess.
It's like a Cajun, I think a Cajun or a Creole cookbook. So, yeah. I'm sure there's some good recipes in there and whatnot.
Maybe her grandma handed some down to her. Who knows?
Yeah, she did. She did. Her grandma and mom. I've gone through the whole storyline. I've seen all the
Are you going to tell her about your barbecue?
I made it to 2013, her first post when she's with her mom at a place. You don't think you have a problem?
You made it down to 2013? Woman who has over 1,000 posts, and you made it down to her first one?
Well, at some point I had to do fast scroll because I was like, these are all thirst traps.
Are you happy?
Hey, Lance, Dell, do you think that when Lance meets her, he's going to tell her about his ribs and brisket?
Of course.
There's a chance, he could just say, I really love Deshaun. I'm glad you guys are together. And then start drooling. I don't know. There are a couple of options.
No, I would say, I'm sorry. Like, if I still have my food show, we'd totally get her on, and I'd say, have you ever tried sous vide chicken? Listen, let me show you how you can make this. I think Deshaun will really like how juicy and tender this chicken is. Mm-hmm. And we would share some, you know, some
You would start a correspondence with her, you think? A back and forth on sharing
the food
recipes?
Show, if I still had Southbound Foods.
Oh, you just have her up to the station so she could come on
the
show.
Yeah, it'd be me and Frank and Danny and Caswell. Yeah,
and
it
Jilly,
been all of us.
And then Jilly would be there too.
Jilly, yeah. And then obviously.
How would Nicole feel about that?
I mean, as long as I could get us into a restaurant whenever. Well, this girl doesn't have a restaurant. Just a cookbook. She doesn't need to know about it, Dell. Why are you in super snitch mode?
No, I'm not in super snitch mode, but you're doing a show, so it'll be on the air for people to hear.
Yeah, she's not listening. Yeah. She's homeschooling right now.
Not sure you know, but you can hear this.
Yeah, and you're salivating over.
I'm not even. When I know exactly where she is, like I do right now, fearless.
And then when she asks you what you did on the show, do you go, it's on the podcast, D-Weed?
How was the show? No, I don't. How was the show today? It was fine. Dell was snitching on people.
Sassy.
How am I snitching? You started a whole segment discussing Deshaun Watson's girlfriend and, quote unquote, her cookbook, and then you started scrolling down over 1,000 posts, and I'm snitching?
This Boss Babe can cookbook? Yeah, that's what it's called. I'm trying to help the quarterback's girlfriend.
Okay, let me ask you something. If Jilly looked like Nick Mangold's sister, would we be talking about this right now?
No, we'd be talking about powerlifting.
No.
All right, then.
No.
Let's not pretend it's about the cookbook.
She wouldn't get any time on the radio.
Although I kind of trust her with food, though.
Yeah. Like, what's your favorite?
Well, maybe not. I think she likes anything that she can eat.
Wow. Look at the shaming start.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Powerlifters. You know what she probably has?
Probably eats, like, a lot of protein,
I don't
right?
even know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I don't even know. We talked about her, like, years ago. I don't know that she's still a powerlifter. But they would be like, okay, this meal, she probably has 7 meals a day. One is rice, beef, and, like, greens. It's in one container. You know how those bodybuilders, they have the worst meals in the world. It's not that they're bad.
No,
they're just eating for
boring.
Fuel. Yeah. I just eat for fuel. Like, I eat for fun. I think
we worked at Channel 51. We had a guy in the control room who, that's all he ate every day. Every day was turkey and a potato with nothing on it. A baked potato with nothing on it. Every single day. And he was a bodybuilder. But he loved bodybuilding, and he loved strip clubs. And he
got to have some. Doesn't that make sense, though? Because you get no pleasure out of turkey and a potato. You got to go find something that gives you some joy.
Yes. I mean, and he loves him some strippers. And he, as a matter of fact, he emailed Wendy not long ago. And we were like, oh, my God, he's worked in 30 different markets. He just goes to different strip clubs and just bodybuilds. And picks up strippers. And that's a good life. And there's nothing wrong with that life.
If Lance was
not going to judge.
No, I won't. Do what you got to do. Strip clubs make me sad, but if you want to go, there you go. Lance, if Lance was a real one, he would have, you know, gone through Jilly's story.
Strip clubs make me sad. I went through all the stories, too.
Did you see all her food? There's a lot of Southern stuff on
there.
Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, I saw it. It looks good.
Yeah, but you didn't tell us about that. You just told us about all the pictures.
Well, I mean, it's a Southern cookbook.
You're just
Creole,
worried about
whatever.
Cabo.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get some jerk chicken because we're just down in Cabo or something.
Yeah, she has a whole – her Instagram highlights called Chef Jilly, and she walks through all the things she prepares.
John's trying to set me up to make a jerk joke.
Yeah,
you
we
see
know.
What he just did?
You went into Cabo.
I see what you just did.
Jilly's there in this jerk chicken.
Well,
yeah,
well, I'm sure you can now because all the testosterone you got in you.
Man, so – God, I hope this is a Men's Tea Clinic spot. You're not just saying that. Men's Tea Clinic really can. They can help you like they've helped me. If you want to get all the way through the pictures of an Instagram influencer, you know, it helps if you've got the drive and that libido, I guess. And that's what Men's Tea Clinic can help you get back. If that's not in your life, if you're like, oh, just another Instagram influencer and you're just on to the next one, I got questions for you then. I'm thinking maybe you need to go get checked out at one of the 5 locations in the Houston area, Spring, Cypress, Pasadena, Pearland, and right there in the Heights. Men's Tea Clinic will test you. They find out where your testosterone levels are. And then they can get you, you know, they can get you a formula that is made just for you so that you are getting the testosterone treatments. They get your numbers to the level you need to be at. Once you're there, you're going to see a big benefit. You'll start to see a benefit with your energy level. And then after about 2 to 3 months, you're going to start to see body type, especially if you're working out or you're walking every day or running every day. You start to alter your food consumption at all. You start to really expedite that process, and you really get to a place that's going to make you happy. So, you know, live your best life, but get back to being the real you, the you that you remember, not the couch potato that you are right now. MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.